Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Yeah, do that. That's good. Picture a world in your head and your mind with the birds and the girls and the boys. Picture a sound coming in from the air. It's the sound of incredible noise.
And picture the wind and the waves and the sea and the sand and your toes and your hands. Picture the cream and the cone and the gleam in the eye.
It's a rainbow and a dolphin who flies through. Also rainbow tinted rainbow skies. Welcome to the world of Lisa Frey. Welcome to the world of Lisa Frey. Colorful and not just what you think.
In the ocean and also space.
And the tiny hearts are in the eyes. You deserve it.
For every person, Lisa saved a place.
And you carry this with you into the world you know. They're on your trapper keeper, your binder, your backpack.
As bright as you would wish. Go into that magical, colorful world of puppies and kitties and fish. Welcome to the world of Lisa Frey. Welcome to the world of Lisa Frey.
Where birds fly, fish swim, and none are in a tank.
Welcome to the world.
welcome to Off Book the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. This one brought to you, of course, by the twisted, colorful mind of Lisa
Frank.
People always do that for like cool. Also, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists,
Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling with the chord hits.
Dana the Boom from another room. Back from Connect I Cut for
Connect
the last two.
Connect I Cut.
But they always do that from like from the twisted mind of
Tim Burton.
from the fucked up mind of Steven Spielberg.
From
the fucked up head that brought you the alien in a basket that flew to the moon.
From the fucked up brain of Steven Spielberg.
They need to do that more for like from the fucking warped, twisted minds of Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Come another one where two fucking lunatics fall in love. But we don't do that with any that we never can. We're never like from the sprightly and beautiful imagination of Elizabeth Frank. I assume her name is
Elizabeth.
I assume that Lisa is short for Elizabeth.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, are we doing two back to back?
We are.
Yes. Were we insane before we started the first one?
Yes.
Will this one be shorter?
Yes.
Is it all about how long it is?
No.
No. 100% on that quiz.
Oh man.
What? Sometimes you just gotta like.
Sometimes you gotta take a quiz. Did you take a lot of, anyone here take a lot of magazine quizzes in their youth, or is that part of your strategy?
I can guarantee one person here.
Yeah, her name is Dana. No, but I took a lot of early internet quizzes.
Sure. This is a true best thing ever is that on a girl's trip to Palm Springs. So adult life, this happened in my adult life. We were at like the grocery store getting food for the trip. And we're looking at magazines. We were like, we gotta read some magazines. Love a magazine. I found a magazine called Quiz Life, which was just quizzes. The entire magazine was quizzes. And it was clearly for like, you know, 12-year-olds, but of course we got it. And we found out who, like, what YouTube star are you? And we were like, we don't know who any of these
I mean,
people
I wish
are.
There were more magazines that were just like that.
That's a great magazine.
It was so good. And we never could find it again. I think it was like one of the last like versions of this magazine, because I think it like went away and died, but it was so good.
I really loved the BuzzFeed quiz of like 8 years ago that was like, which character from Love Actually are you? And you could get boy in the musical at the end with a Spider-Man face.
Was that you?
I think my friend Jen got it. Okay, wait. That made me really want to try to play MASH, but really make excited. It a song.
Great. I'm going to need a quick reminder
on MASH.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so I really should have a piece of paper, but it's okay. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay.
Tell me when to go.
Go.
Tell me when to go.
Okay. Okay. This is maybe.
What do the letters stand for?
Mansion, apartment, shack, and house.
Helicopter. Okay.
And then you put like three for each, like who you're going to marry, how many kids you're going to have, what's your job, what car you have, how many pets do you, like what pet do you have? Mm-hmm. And then I know the number of what you said stop. And I go through and I like go one, you know, I count that and I cross them out.
It feels like it's going to be hard to do in
it
your
does,
head.
It does. Yeah. Sort of immediately I was like, this is a terrible idea. Okay. I'll just try it on the fly.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. So yeah. Great. Okay.
Mash it up.
Mash it up. Mash it up. Okay, Zach, give me three celebrity crushes.
Ooh,
give me one, two,
boy.
Three.
We got, start with Selma Hayek.
Nice.
She's a nice lady to see.
Uh-huh.
Let's also throw in Glenn Close.
Okay.
That Dalmatian killing lady.
Great.
And then since she's in a current picture, Scarlett Johansson, maybe.
Great. Now, Zach, give me three jobs, three careers.
Great. The first one is a sword guy.
Great.
That guy makes a sword.
Uh-huh.
The other one is the captain of a ship who's always falling overboard.
Uh-huh.
And the third, of course, is a horse.
Great. Now, Zach, give me three pets. Think about this one and don't regret. You got three different kinds of pets.
Great. Three different kinds of pets. Well, the first one is an iguana.
Huh?
An iguana that's very small.
Great.
The second one is a parakeet that's sitting on a wall.
Uh-huh.
And the third one is a horse.
Great. Now it's time to mash, mash, mash it up so I can tell your future life.
That's great. I would like to change a celebrity crush you might end up to be my wife.
Okay.
The first one's Selma Hayek.
Uh-huh.
The second one's Glenn Close.
Uh-huh.
And the third one is a horse.
Okay. And now it's time to mash, mash, mash it up.
Wait, I would like to change one of the houses.
Okay. Sure you go. You got a mansion and an apartment and a shack and let me guess the H, it stands for horse.
Nope, the mansion is a horse.
Okay, and now it's time to mash, mash, mash it up and tell your future life. One, two, three, four, one, two, three,
This is the part where Jessica's doing math in her head. It's very hard, like picture the part of Sherlock Holmes, but also she's tapping on her leg.
Okay, you're married to Glenn Close.
Okay, we live in...
You live in an apartment.
And my job is... What's our pet? When the song is done, I'm just curious. What's our pet?
Your pet is a small iguana. So you live in an apartment with Scarlett Johansson and you have an iguana and job is a horse.
Glenn Close, but thank
sorry.
You.
Sorry, Glenn Close.
My job. Well, sometimes the episode title just comes to you.
My job is a horse.
My job is a horse. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
My mom used to sing me a lullaby about horses.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All the Pretty Little Horses.
How's it go?
That's very regal.
It is a very regal song.
You're a regal boy, to be fair.
All the Pretty Little Horses. And then it was like listing kinds of horses. Something Zen bays, dapples and grays. All the pretty little horses.
That's nice.
Hey, my mom, she's nice.
Get this.
To this day.
She's nice.
I love you, Mom. Shout out.
One time.
She listens occasionally.
Yeah, one time I was the first person to like a photo from your mom on Instagram and I felt like that was too intimate.
Nah, we're family.
I mean... I felt good about it, but I was also like, first, like, oh boy.
Well, you got to think of it in the realm of like, you know, my parents aren't hustling for social media followers.
Sure.
That photo has only been seen by, you know, you're the first of 20, not the first of.
Yeah. For sure.
Let's see, Mom, let's see how many followers. It's like first of 20. Nah, she's about 50.
Hell yeah.
Social media influencer. Mom takes good pictures, mostly of dogs.
Yeah.
And family.
Yeah.
Which is, when you think about it, what Instagram should be. Mostly dogs and family.
Yeah, it's nice.
Now, if your job was a horse.
Uh-huh.
If you have to pull a carriage around Central Park every day, your job might be a horse.
If you've ever posed for an ad campaign for Budweiser beer, your job might be a horse.
Clydesdale. Do you think? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's actually about, we haven't done a beer commercial on Off Book for a second, so it's probably about time. And don't worry, we'll narrate it.
We open on the Rockies. Those Colorado peaks.
Soldiers coming back from the war.
And a group of friends round a fire pit with market lights.
Has a soldier come
glass.
A bunch of frogs riveting a slogan in a swamp. And then a boot crushes through the swamp. Because the soldier's coming back from the war.
Time for a go away.
It's time for a go away.
Reward yourself with that happy taste. When all is said and done, it's time for a
advertising companies. We very specifically did not mention any specific beer in that.
So you can have this.
That can be yours. We'll go back and do it again. We'll say a cold one, a Shock Top subsidiary of Budweiser Incorporation, or whatever you want.
You know that I'm already sort of in my life trying to shill Michelob Ultra.
Yes. Michelob Ultra, for those of you that don't know, is Jessica's...
it's my favorite water beer.
It's your activity beer.
It's my activity beer. Might I suggest...
Now, if you go... Sorry.
Before you, yeah, go ahead.
You go back in our career a little bit more.
We used to live that platinum Bud Light
platinum lifestyle. We decided that we were... One of our early improv teams did, in fact, decide that we were sponsored by Bud Light Platinum. And we were, therefore, living that platinum lifestyle. Now...
Is that beer good?
Unimportant. Have any of us drank that beer previous to making this decision?
No.
Did we like saying Platinum Lifestyle?
Very much.
Extremely. What were you saying about Michelob Ultra?
It is my activity beer. I do find it to be the perfect beer for the end of a hike, for a day on a boat. It's like 90 calories. And I don't say that like for those who are counting calories. I give that to like let you know how thick and hearty this beer is not. it's a refreshing water beer.
Mostly water.
Yeah.
Like the human body.
Like the human
it's
body.
The human body of beer.
That also reminds me of one of my other favorite jokes of our life, which is from our Edinburgh days when...
Drink of the summer. Is that not even what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about how there were several like beer gardens set up by the different producing companies at Fringe Festival.
Oh, and you're talking Strongbow Darkfruit.
I am. Okay. Because many of them on draft had the hard cider Strongbow.
Strongbow, for those of you that don't know, we're talking, this is like a pretty sweet sparkling cider.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been to Europe, by the way, sorry to drop this on you. We've been to Europe
a couple times.
We've been.
A couple times.
Shout out to anyone that came and saw us at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival when we were with Baby Once Candy there 5 or 6 years
Shout
ago.
Shout out if you found this podcast from seeing us in an ensemble cast in 2014.
Yes. But they were sponsored by Strongbow Hard Cider.
And they had a flavor that was called Strongbow Dark Fruit. And anytime... I don't think I ever said it was
Strongbow
just,
Dark Fruit.
Yes!
Brett, that's exactly what the bit was. The bit is that Strongbow Dark Fruit is, of course, some sort of Lord of the Rings elf.
Then if we were getting up to order, I'd be like, well, Zach, what do you think you want?
Strongbow Dark Fruit! Yes. In the ancient woods, a legend has said that one elf will come and be granted powers from eating the cursed fruit.
Don't eat of the fruit.
But he was tempted of the fruit.
Unless you play the lute.
And he was like, hold up, I do play the lute.
Be tempted by the
And he thought, well, perhaps this legend then speaks of me. Strongbow!
There is one who may eat of the fruit. Strong is his bow and mighty is his might.
That's my name. I'm Strongbow.
And his name for all of elvenkind.
Dark fruit. Strong! launched an arrow deep into a canopy of fruited trees to sever the ancient fruit from its bow.
And a single fruit fell from the highest branch, and the highest branch on the highest perch, and the perch was on a cliff's edge over a roaring river below.
And the fruit fell into the river, and Strongbow dove like a fish, swimming to retrieve the fruit. It was his only wish.
And Strongbow was the chosen one, the only one who could eat the fruit, because other than his mighty bow powers, he knew to play the lute.
And he played on the lute, la-di-di-di-di-di-di-di. Sort of indiscriminately sweet, like not strawberry, not cherry.
No, it's like that other. It's currant. You know that. It's that berry they have over there.
Pomegranate. You'd be like, is this pomegranate? You'd be like, no.
No, it's sort of like a huckleberry.
It's, really,
it's like an elderberry.
It's like a dark sweet.
Yeah.
And then he thought, well, there it is. It's right in the name. How would I describe it? The fruit is dark. And the power seeped into his veins, filling him with an ancient and evil power that he could not contain. The dark fruit, only to return to ash and grow once more
into a
fruit tree. That's the twist. The dark fruit is the previous elf.
And that's how the dark fruit grows. Strongbow.
Dark fruit.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
And we're back. A lot of drink songs today.
Are there?
Well, there's been two.
Oh, yeah.
I guess one wasn't.
It was about an elf named Strongbow Dogfruit.
It's important for Jessica and I that you go out and let us know, can you still purchase Strongbow Dogfruit, or is that a limited time thing?
Oh, yeah.
It was seasonal, but does it come back every year?
Is it like, I found Strongbow in the States, but they didn't have dark fruit.
They didn't have
dark
fruit.
They had like Super Apple and like Strongbow Rosé and like crisp Strongbow.
Well, there was also, remember, there was...
Oh, hey, quick public service announcement. Yeah. If you're into apple picking, you need to go in September.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes people think, I want to go closer to Halloween. The apples are gone.
Get out.
I just wanted everyone to know that I've done that. I've gone early October thinking, and then I'm going to get a pumpkin and I'm going to have an autumnal day, but the apples are gone.
Okay. Now there's a part of Jessica's spirit that's really shining through right now that is important for me to share with all of you. Jessica, do you want to tell everybody about
my friend from college?
Not only so much about the friend from college, but about, okay, so there was a, if you were Brett, you're throwing a party. You're Brett. You're throwing a party. This is an autumn party.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give you two options. And then you're going to tell me which of the ones you think the one that Jessica wanted to call this autumn-themed party.
Oh, okay, great.
This party, it could be called an autumnal feast.
Uh-huh.
Or it'd be a pumpkin party. Now, not a pumpkin party.
Okay.
I need you to take one of those P's and remove it.
Pronouncing it like my uncle.
This is a pumpkin party. And which one of these things do you think is what Jessica wanted to call this party?
Did you say it's called Give Me a Pumpkin Party?
It's just called
Pumpkin Party.
Just Pumpkin Party.
Okay. I'm going with Pumpkin Party.
And you're not an idiot, so you're 100% correct.
Is that just how you say it? Or do you like
I say
just
pumpkin,
like saying,
but sometimes okay. like I'm like, you know what? If I was throwing like a party where you carve pumpkins, I'm like, it's a pumpkin party.
Now, important to know that this is a deleted track from the Zach and the Jess library.
Oh, yeah.
This is Pumpkin is Party versus Autumnal Feast.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot that we did get a little bit down the road on writing a song about like a fall jamboree.
Yes, there was a third option, which was Harvest Jamboree.
And it was just about like different autumnal celebrations. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A dear friend in college who was like, had this spirit, her forever age is 35 and mine is 10. And so when we were both 21, we were both neither our ages, but we were exactly like the similar distance away, very similar distance away. And we were throwing a party.
Great quick math.
Thank you. Not exactly the same, but very similar. And she was like, it's an autumnal feast. And I was like, it's a pumpkin party.
We're absolutely not inviting people to an autumnal feast. First of all.
She won because it was her birthday. And it stuffy. Was it, no, it wasn't. It was like beautiful. There was like a tablescape of gourds and candles. And
she really came through.
It was great.
It really is autumnal feast.
I celebrate
feast.
Both. It's just like one is not me. One is me. And correct. You know what I mean? I celebrate all autumnal feasts. But I also really want a beer after that freaking cold one.
Yeah,
son.
Me too. It's like noon and I could get down on a beer right now.
That was
now.
That really a cold one? Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Gotta be cold.
I miss bars still a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
get yourself to some like safer feeling outdoor.
I've done and it's beer. Been it's been good.
And there's and those I feel like go hand in hand with beer more than wine and cocktail in my
yeah. I love
Ooh, do you know what I'm in the mood for? Do you know what this mood is? I'm in the mood for putting on a movie I already know.
I don't wanna get a hard focus, just something in the back, cause I know what happens. A movie I already know.
Go back to school supply shopping.
as the boat is slowly sinking, to just kind of stand up there. I'm in the mood to step out of the boat as the boat goes under the water. And then a man asks me to pay the docking fee. And I'm in the mood to sort of look at him in a clownish way and just hand him some money. And he won't put my name down on the ledger, you see. That's what I'm in the mood for.
The slip wasn't his. He didn't pay for the slip, and so now he's paying exorbitant fees. And there's too many people and also bees, and they're like, you gotta pay these fees. And I'm like, can we just settle this with words? He'll take it back on the water. Can we just talk through this? And they're like, I don't know. There are so many rules to follow, though.
This is all great. I love all of these things. But Jessica, I need you to listen very, very, very closely to the other thing that I'm in the mood for.
Sure.
I'm in the mood to steal back my ship that was taken from me from a long time ago and sail to get the pieces of a cursed treasure. And then when I pick up a piece of the cursed treasure, oh no, I'm a bone skeleton. And then when I put the gold back, I'm not a skeleton anymore.
You're in the mood to do the first pirates with treasure.
That's
and being
right.
A bone. That is good with me. I'd never let you walk that alone. I'm in the mood to be Keira Knightley and find my own with swords.
That's right.
But I'm also in the mood to do my whole job through this as a horse.
Your job is a horse.
My job is.
When your job is a horse. When your job is a horse. What I'm in the mood for is to have my job
a horse? My job is a horse? My job is a horse?
Wait,
wait.
My job is a horse?
Wait, your job is a horse?
My job
is a horse? Wait, Scott's job is a horse? Wait, Brett's job is a horse?
So you work at the police station, but you're not the police, you're a horse?
And go to your job at the grocery store. You don't grocery store, you're a horse?
All jobs are horse. All horse are jobs. All jobs are become horse. Become all job, horse, 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 job. Job, horse,
job, horse, job, job, horse,
horse, job,
horse, job, job, horse, job, horse, job,
job, horse, 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 job, job, horse, job.
You know what? This podcast is sort of our job, and this job became a horse.
Yep.
Hob.
Nay. We'll see you next time.
Oh, really?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Listen, some days we'd go longer, but we just found out our job is a horse.
And the horse actually can't do musical improv. The horse can do so many things.
So many important things.
But not actually do a musical.
We've
got to
go. Also, you don't want to hear what song happens after that.
That
are
thing.
You kidding me?
Did you just hear that?
I fried all of the neural.
There's nothing.
My brain is so smooth right now. There's no folds, no thoughts.
No pathways.
No pathways are open.
No dendrites.
You knocked on my brain and it made a sound that was extremely concerning.
Okay, well, we do always have to give it up, though, for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. He is now a horse. Give it up for Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits, also now
that
a horse.
That feeling where the horse is.
That horse from the other room. It's Dana Wickens on the horses.
Yeah, she's grooming from another room. And as we say at the end of every episode, if you want to support the show, go to offbookclubhouse.horse. Yep. Yep. That's what it's always been.
Oh, well. You know what? What? We love you so much. Thanks for being here. As we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're here, of course,
your job might be...
Bye.